Don't waste your time. You do understand me in the background, huh? We can put a lot of effort in our practice, we can be very diligent. But that doesn't mean that we get further upon the path. The important thing that we need to develop, and I stress it over and over again, is sati. This awareness, being aware of the breath, knowing that the breath goes in, knowing that the breath goes out, knowing that the breath is long, knowing that the breath is short. The same thing in order to Buddha. We follow the track of the ox. The ox is this awareness, is this knowingness that resides in our heart. Yeah? By following the breath, by following the knowingness of our breath or the Buddha, we will reach to the awareness. It's following the track of the ox. The knowingness of our breath will tell us, and it will lead us to the citta. In the citta, there is the knowingness. The knowingness resides in the citta. That's why we use the breath, or that's why we use the Buddha, to get to the knowingness of the citta. I mean, if we, the better we are, or the clearer this awareness is, the more we know. So I mean, it cannot happen that within our meditation, suddenly, we go into a dull state without knowing what is happening. Yeah? That's impossible. Every second or every frame that we observe, we know what is going on. So we know that there is a thought or that there is the intention for a thought. Yeah? That doesn't mean, that we're going to follow the thought. It's just we know an intention forms to think something, or intention forms to memorize something. We are aware of that and we pull our attention back to the breath. But we are aware this happens. Before we get into any kind of blank state, or dull state or whatever it is, just because we go on the breath, and we are not interested in anything else, and suddenly we happen, and that is not satisfactory. A dull state or a blank state of mind is not satisfactory. I mean, a state completely awake and completely aware, I mean, that is what brings the satisfaction. A state where we are completely concentrated, where we completely know what is going on. I mean, we know if a sense hits our body. No matter if it's smell, or if it's hearing, or if it's touching, or whatever it is. We know it, but we don't go out for it. I mean, that is the difference. I mean, don't think or don't confuse, I mean, I'm not with my breath, so I have to suppress anything. That is not the way. That's not the way how to develop sati. We just know a thought comes in, but we don't indulge into this. We know a feeling comes in, we don't indulge into this feeling. We know a memory comes in. Because that will show us what is happening. I mean, if you just put your attention on the breath, and you're not aware of what is going on, then you always are led into a state, where we suddenly, you get up, you don't know what happened, or you get bored, and you don't know what happened, or you get down, and you don't know what happened. I mean, before this downness, or before any kind of states arise within our practice, I mean, the first thought, gives us an indication. And the first thought, happens about 10 to 15 minutes before anything else, before we get up or before we get into this dull state or blank state. Yeah? Oh, I'm not interested anymore. That is the thought that comes in. Yeah. So we push it aside. You know that what is this wrong? Yeah. We should deal with it. Yeah? What? We should instantly deal with it. Yeah? Because then the next thought is, oh, it's getting boring. And then the next, you know, after 5 minutes comes the next thought, oh, it's boring. After next, oh, it's not comfortable anyway. Oh, I don't get anywhere, you know, with my meditation. Yeah. And then after 5 minutes, after 2 minutes, after 1 minute, you know, and each time, you know, the feeling that comes with the thought, you know, comes with the memory, adds up. And in the end, you know, we are in a state, you know, where we don't want it. In a state that is not satisfactory. So, I mean, be aware. Be aware of what is going on. I mean, our practice of samatha should lead us to this awareness. I mean, if our practice of samatha doesn't lead us to this awareness or doesn't lead us to this sati, I mean, there's something wrong with our practice. So then the end, you know, if you don't see what is wrong, you know, I mean, after you do the sitting meditation or walking meditation, I mean, then you recollect, you know, what happened? You know, how did I end up in this state? Yeah? The important thing is to know. Yeah? To know the state of the citta. To know what is going on in the citta. Yeah? And the closer we are with the breath, the more we know about the citta. Because, I mean, if you do it correctly, I mean, that leads us to the knowingness. Huh? And the knowingness of the citta knows what is going on in the citta. How can it not know? Huh? Because it, you know, I mean, it does, you know, it does all these sorts of things. Huh? We see it in that it wants to go out, you know, it wants to go to this sensation, it wants to go to that sensation, it wants to go to this thought, or it wants to go, you know, it just has the intention to go out. And we see that, we know that, yeah? I mean, seeing and knowing in this, you can interchange these words, huh? But you can see it, or you can know it very clearly, I mean, every aspect, every frame, yeah? Of the movie while you're watching the citta, eh? Or while you're watching the breath, I mean, you know. If you don't know, I mean, then you just do something wrong. I mean, sati is the key to all of our practice. Eh? I mean, if you don't see, I mean, you cannot fell a tree. Eh? And you certainly cannot interact with the kilesas in a proper way. Eh? Because we don't see the kilesas. Eh? And the kilesas are great, you know, to blur it all out, yeah? I mean, they tell us the breath is fine, yeah, we are with the breath, yeah? That's mindfulness, yeah? Our mind is full of the breath, yeah? But it's not aware of thoughts, you know, how good we are with the breath, or how good we are with the Buddha. You know how the Buddha is still there, and things like that, yeah? But that's not what I'm talking about. The awareness that knows, yeah? So please, please adjust your practice, yeah? Because I mean, sati, if you just for four weeks, yeah? If you practice sati, yeah? If you practice it in the correct way, I mean, you will see it in everyday activity. You cannot, it is not possible, you know, that if you develop sati correctly, that you don't see it in other activities. Huh? Because if you just blank, you know, you go out of meditation and you just blank your mind like you used to do, I mean, then you haven't really properly developed sati. Huh? I mean, when we get out of meditation, we know, huh? We know the intention to do something. We know the intention, you know, to get up. We know the intention to drink something or to change the position. Yeah? I mean, if it's okay, then go ahead and do it. Yeah? And look at the result. Yeah? When we go for sweeping, we know the intention, you know, to move to left, to move to right, to move to left, to move to right. Yeah? And we see, you know, and we see also our thoughts when we do that with sati. Huh? The sleep won't pick up, you know, or, you know, you see something, but you're too lazy, you know, to go down in, you know, on the knees, you know, to pick it up, yeah? How can you not see? Sati is that key, huh? Is that light, is that eye-opener, huh? that is necessary for our practice to bear fruits. Huh? If you can't develop the sati, I mean, our practice will never go on. Yeah, I mean, we just blur out or we just blank everything out. Yeah, I mean, blanking things out, you know, is not the way. It's not the way of practice. So it might be comfortable, yeah, but it's not the way. Yeah? I mean, how can we not see dukkha? I mean, if we have sati, we see dukkha. Everywhere, you know, we open our eyes, everywhere, the moment we need to move, you know, we see the dukkha, yeah? The moment we want to drink something, we see the dukkha of thirst or dukkha of boredom, yeah? Whatever it is that leads us to do something, yeah? How can we not know? Yeah? I mean, please, don't just go into these dull states or blank states of mind, you know, where you blank everything out, yeah? That it's not helpful. And even after 2 years of monks, you know, I mean, we're still the same. Yeah? I mean, our sati has not increased. Yeah? I mean, so something is certainly, definitely wrong with our practice. Yeah? Maybe we're practicing mindfulness instead of awareness. Huh? Oh yes, I'm very carefully sweeping. I'm very carefully sweeping. We think it all the time, yeah. So we don't then see, you know, what is happening around us, because we constantly think, you know, how much awareness we have. Huh? That is not. Huh? I mean, I often say. I mean, as long as we think we are really good, you know, or we are concentrated, or we are aware, that means we have not even crossed 50% of the time. Because the moment we cross the border of 50%, I mean, we see every moment where we are unaware. Huh? As long as you see only every moment that you are aware, you think you're completely aware, or you're completely mindful, or you're completely concentrated. But that's not the case. Huh? The case is when our awareness goes over the hurdle of 50%, then we notice how unaware we were all the time. And then we can check out, you know, then we can, you know, fill in the gaps where we were unaware, you know, and it becomes 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%. Huh? And if it becomes 90%, I mean, we're really good, yeah? I'm not talking about 100%, but with 70 or 80%, we can really do some work that is really efficient. Yeah? It is just like writing a letter. You want to write a letter and what is it? Consonant or vocal, you write, you know, I mean, you stop, you know, and you do something else, and then you write the next, huh? I mean, how efficient is that? When are you finished, you know, I mean, and, you know, you stop it, and you forget what you wanted to write, you know, and then you start anew, and then you start anew, and then you start anew, huh? Never ever finishing what you're doing, huh? When our sati, when our awareness is over 50%, we can keep track of it. Yeah? That's where it becomes continuous. So I mean, it is utmost necessary for us, you know, especially when we are monks, you know, to develop this kind of stuff. Yeah? So check, yeah. I mean, now check, yeah. You know, after every meditation, yeah, for a while, you know, to get, you know, what is happening, yeah. Am I just suppressing these things, you know? Not being interested? Not being interested is what? Samicha. Not wanting to know what is really going on. Yeah? It's nothing as a Navicha. When you do your samatha, when you do your breath meditation or Buddha meditation, you have to know what is going on. Huh? You cannot not be interested. That is really the important thing. You have to know if there is intention of a thought is forming, yeah? You don't have to, or you should not indulge into the thought. But you should know what the citta is planning. Or what, in other words, what the kilesas are planning. Yeah? Because the first thought, shows you the indication, where they want to go. Yeah? Or today it's useless. Yeah? It just comes up. Yeah? Because they are bored, or because, nothing satisfactory is happening. Yeah? Because nothing satisfactory is happening, because our sati is not there. If our sati is there, if we have 50% of sati, it's so so captivating. Yeah? It's a, you don't want to stop. Yeah? So please, check your meditation, see what is going wrong. Yeah? Your sati has not improved when I watch you. Yeah? While sweeping or doing this or doing that, there is no sati. That's all for today. Huh? You have any questions? Huh?